We're continuing our halachas about Hilchos Brachos. Today we'll start out with breaded fish and chicken, or Kneidlach, also talk about. Mechaber says, in Kuf Samaches Sefiud, if someone had Dimhoyo Alechem, my matzah, my bishul, I say, he had bread or matzah, he didn't cook it. A mafur dak dak, it's very thin. It's like in crumbs. Alpisha pisha ein by the chlach aticha shel kazayis. Even though there's no piece of kazayis of a matzah or bread, like tar lecha, it doesn't even look like bread. It looks like crumbs. Nevarachav hamaitzi or bichas hamazon. You make a bracha hamaitzi and bichas hamazon. So Mishbu speaks out in Sifkot and Samach that since it's bread, it's really bread, it's not mechuba, it's not connected with any liquid whatsoever, and it's not cooked, it's just regular crumbs of bread. Eina yaitze mitaris lechem. It doesn't go out from the taris lechem. And therefore, it comes out according to this, the soul needs bread crumbs or matzah meal. Eat it the way it is. You have to make hamaitzi, even if you eat a kosher, even the smallest amount. And if you eat a kzayis b'chtei chilas pras, the shear of a certain shear, which we'll get to eventually, then the din is you have to bench also. So now you eat regular breadcrumbs or matzah meal by itself, you have to make kamaitzi. If you have kzayis chilas pras, then you do your bench also. The Mishbura speaks out in Sif Kotnin Tes, but let's say if you took this matzah meal or the breadcrumbs, and you made from it kneidlach, or chremzlach, then you make a mezainis. Even if you eat a whole bunch of them, you eat a plate full of kneidlach, you fill yourself up kneidlach, even if you have a suda on it, the din is, since you cooked it in water, the din, and each piece by itself is less than the kazayas, the din is, if you eat a plate full of kneidlach, ladina, even though it's homachlekes and rishonim and so on, but ladina, you only make a mezainis. Right, now we'll talk about what's it done by fish or meat? Will you mitzup it? You coat it with matzah meal, or breaded matzah meal, breaded crumbs or matzah meal? What bracha do you make on it? Do you make on it shahako? Do you make on it mezainis? Or maybe make two brachas. We'll soon talk about. This Pasha's Svar, you should be chayv to make mezainis. Why? Because the halach is by chamisha mine dogam, when it comes to the five species, if it's not made the dabik, then the din is mezainis. That means, let's say you make a filter fish. Filter fish, during the year, most housewives, when they make a filter fish, they mix it together and with matzah meal. Because it's like a binder, it keeps it together. Because you may make fish alone, will fall apart when you cook it. But if you put together matzah meal, so it holds it together. Another type of food, you use matzah meal to hold together. So it's the dabik, the din is then it's a tuffel then, and it's and filled fish you make a shakel. But let's say if it's not the dabik, then the din, it's a mezainis. So chaya, if you make it with matzah meal, so chaya, it's made to give a taste. So made to give a taste, you should make a mezainis then. So in this shayla is a machlokes ha'paiskim. Machlokes ha'paiskim. In the sefer of the same bracha, on page 78, he quotes from Balyashiv that you make a mezainis. Whenever you eat chicken, you eat chicken that's coated with matzah meal, or fried fish that's coated with matzah meal, you have to make a mezainis. Breadcrumbs and so on. You have to make a mezainis. Why? Because rather the matzah meal is there to give a taste. And it's from chamisha mina dagan. So it's not a tuffel then. So then you should make a mezainis. It's not bottle. Even that's the meat of the fish. Let's say most of 80% of fish and 20% is the coating on both sides. Still alpha PK, you make a mezainis. What? Might see. Huh? It's cooked.
It's cooked.
It's also sort of cooked. You have to have a piece of gazayis, and it has to be. If you only have a piece like French toast, you have a slice more gazayis, then you make hamotzi. But if it's less than the gazayis, it's in crumbs, and you make a fish out of it, then it's cooked. You don't.
French toast is not crumbs.
As I said, French toast, you have to make a mitzi. If you have a bigger slice of French toast, you have to make a mitzi. If it's cut up into small pieces and then you could make French toast, then you make a mitzi. We still discuss a different shiur. I'm not discussing it now.
The breadcrumbs are not mitzvah. No,
it's not. You look at each one separately. Right. So according to the same bracha, it quotes from Bayashi saying that you have to make a mitzi. In the Sefer Birchas Hanenin, in page Kuf Lamed, he quotes that he asked Rabbi Yashiv, Rabbi Yashiv said there, you make two brachas. You make a mezainis, and you make a shako. You make a mezainis on the crust, on crust, and you make on the fish, you make a shako. Or meat, a chicken.
It's not like taking two separate foods to be eaten.
That's what he writes, okay? That's what is quoted in the name of Rabbi Yashiv. Rav Moshe, which is quoted in the Sefer Chaver Torah Ra in Chelek Hei, page 21, he says on a fish, he says you make a shako, because the dog and the fish or meat, even though it's coated with matzah meal, still alpha pekin, you make the fish and the bus is the main thing, even though it's tzipoy gives a time. But all is to enhance the taste of the fish, and meat. That's what's quoted in the name of Moshe. And the Sefer, the same bracha, brings down that the same thing paskin, Rabbi Yankiv Kamenetsky, and also in the Sefer, Zeisa Bracha, and on the page at base, if you want to look up page 108, he brings down from also the same thing, quotes the same Paiskin of Yankiv and your Moshe, that you make El Shako. I happened to ask the Shiloh in 1974. I asked it to Moshe on a fish that's coated with matzah meal, and he told me, so I asked him, the Choyah should be Mizainis, because they normally put the thing for a taste. So he answered me like this. He says, you make a Mizainis. That's what he told me. I asked this on fish that's coated, what's called a schnitzel. He told me you should make, if you put it there for the time, then you should make a mezainis. That's what he told me. So let me just finish the whole thing. Okay. So according to Moshe, there also is not clear. We ask you if this one sack is you say mezainis, another from the Shmai. He says, it says two brachas. He's not allowed to ask him. So that's what he holds. It could be the question where he was asked. It could be he changed his mind. I don't know. In Ramayshim, that's in Rabbi Yashiv. In Ramayshim, it's quoted in Torah Ra in his name that you make a shahako. And also it's quoted from Yaakov Kamenetsky like that. I personally heard from him, you make him a zainus. That's only if it's a thin coating that you have on schnitzel, a thin coating. What about the thick coating? It's a thick coating. If it's thick, then it's called from a Moshe's name that you make a mezainis then. Then, because it has a chshivas by itself. And the same thing, the Sefer Zeisa Bracha brings down for the Yashiv, which is a koshkein, according to the Yashiv. And the Sefer Zeisa Bracha brings down from a Moshe, and I looked it up, it's in the Sefer Rivers Ephraim, in Chelek Gimel Siman Kuf Chav Beis, he says clearly, he quotes from Moshe, in one place called Moshe, you make one bracha, mezainis, if it's a thick coating. What about, in the Sefer, there is a fine quote there from Moshe, you make two brachas, you make a mezainis, and you make a shahako. So what do you do? So you should be mafid one from the other. You make a mezainis on the thick on the crust, and on the fish and basa, you make a shako. And the Sefer Birchas Hanenin says, if you have to make two brachas, since you're running to a shayla, The best thing is to make first the shahakal on the fish or the chicken, that's southern fried chicken, and afterwards you should make a mezonos on the crust, because if you make first the mezonos, it might be it's a svar to say it's part of the shahakal also. So that's why you should first make you first should make the shahakal and then after the mezonos, which is very glad to svar. Let me finish. Okay. So far I mentioned Ramosha, and so far yes I mentioned Eliashiv, but I didn't mention Rav Shlomo Zalman. I looked high and low, but I finally saw a quote of Shlomo Zalman. In the Sefer Birchas Hananim, which is a nephew from Shlomo Zalman, he writes in page Kuflamin, he brings down from Shlomo Zalman, you make a shahakal. Why? Because the ikke is tildabik. When you fry fish, you do it, you shouldn't burn in the pan. So you do it mainly davik. Let me finish. It's a thin thing. But mainly, why you put the coating on it? You don't have to burn a frying pan. So I don't think he spoke to his wife about it. Because if he asked most housewives why they put it, they do it for a taste. They want fish tastes better. Tastes better. It's for taste. So I don't know how clear. I don't think that's the mitzvah to what he was told. So when Maisa, it comes out, we have a machlekes apaiskim. If you have a thin coating, you have a machlekes apaiskim. If you have a thick coating, do you make one of brachas in mezayin? For sure you make mezayin. It's a question you make shahakal also. Ladina. Now, one more thing before we go to Ladina. Let's say you have schnitzel. And you're not sure how thick is a thick coating or a thin coating. You're not sure. So the best thing to do is to make two brachas. Or don't eat it. Okay? All right. So again, we're talking about the coating. The coating is made from matzah meal or from breadcrumbs. The dina is a big machlekes apaiskim. Now, some people, let me just see, a lot will depend on the person also. Huh? I'm going to get to that. I'm just going to, I want to get, so Negea, making a bracha on schnitzels made from matzah meal or from breadcrumbs is the machlekes in both of them. Ladina, I would say to be yetzer all shitas. Now a lot of people when they eat the thin crust on it, a lot of times they like the crust so well, so much. So what they do is they eat the fish inside and eat the crust after, so vice versa, so on. Eat it separately. So if they have a kuli alma, I would say you should make two brachas because you machshir both of them. It's an enhanced dish. You're doing it to enhance. You're eating because you like the crust also. So the dina, I would say, tell people the best thing is to make two brachas on any fried fish. Side it's a thick coating inside because you're doing it mainly. Most people they eat it is not to enhance it because they like the crust itself. So I would say they should make two brachas on it. Someone asked me shaila. Make two brachas. One second, one more finish. And you should make shahakal first, and then afterwards mezainis. Because it could be, it's a p'tur. So you have a shayla, so if you make shahakal first, then you're okay. This is all talking, when you make the crust on the fish, is only made from chamishim min adagam. But let's say you use cornflakes, which many people do it. They don't even use anymore, matzah meal and so on. They use cornflakes. So then, cornflakes, then it's partial you should make with if cornflakes, sicha, a tuffle to the fish. And therefore, now the cornflakes is also machoik, a shiloh, what bracha make adoma, or shahakal. Cornflakes. Most of the cornflakes on the market is shahakal.
Depends on how it's made.
It's two ways to make it. You can press it, and you can make it into a flour. But when you buy cornflakes, when you use cornflakes on fish, then the kuliyam, corn crumbs, then the kuliyama, it's a shahako. So therefore, I tell people if it's cornflakes, then it's a tuffle to the fish, and you go about to arrive, and therefore you only make shahako. And even if the cornflakes would say you make it's a type of cornflake you make adama, but you go about to arrive, and arrive is the fish, nick is the fish, so then you make shahako. Alright. Okay, now I'll take questions. Yes?
I asked Rabbi a few years ago about drumettes.
Jometz.
Jometz, Rabbi said, the minigas make a shekel. So, is this a change from that?
Yeah, I would say Jometz today is a big shekel, because most time you eat Jometz is for the coding, not even for that. I would say you should make two brachas on it.
Okay.
Okay. Yes. But it's right. The minigas make shekel. It's a wrong minig.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
What? No, it's cooked. It's all cooked.
Even though you're full.
Even though you're full. Like I mentioned before, you have a whole plate full of knelach. You fill yourself with knelach. Right. And still that, you still make alamichia. Yes. Huh? Fish is the same problem. There's all this stuff that are coated. Right. Huh? It's not enhanced the flavor. So fakir, so it should be, it's more than enhanced. The person, if they sell fish by itself without the fish, you know, without the coating, no one will buy it. They do it for the coating. All right. Now we're talking.
With children.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for Hanukkah making brachos.
Yeah.
And so they're eating fish there. And I'm eating fish there because they want the fish by itself.
Yeah.
So they're for sure they make one bracha mizonos? Or the Hanukkah to make two brachos?
Fish
I'm worried about, you know, like an 8-year old.
Fish is how I would say you should make mizonos on it, at least mizonos. All right. Kreplech, let's go next. You have a lot to say.
Just to clarify, Jometz, again, Moshe was saying they're made with cornflakes.
But Jometz are made of cornflakes?
The
ones that are made in Great Chicago.
I'm not giving out a recipe, but.
It depends. If it's made from cornflakes, then it's Zichah Shehako. If it's made from. From matzah meal, then it's mezainis. That's all. Simple as that. And maybe I have to make two boxes according to some shittas. All right.
Or flour, what is the flour batter?
Same thing. It's a chamish mini dogon. All right. Next. Kreplach, donuts, and Chinese noodles. What box do you make on it? There's a machlaikis and things like that. You know, it's cooked. It's dough, it's thick dough, and it's cooked. It's a machlaikis rishayim. If it's made from kemech hamayim and blila ova, it looks like tuas adanama, but you don't bake it, you just cook it, or you deep fry, you deep fry it. In Sherman Omek, deep fry it, with shatsu and still a dough. So it's a machlaikis in rishayim. The Rash in Hichas Chala, and your Ben Yaina and Mr. Bracha say that since you don't bake it at all, so Mela, you don't make Bacha HaMaitzi, and the Bracha is only Mezainis. However, Ben Yatam, which Taisus brings it down in Psachim on Vavon Beis, and the Bracha is on Zainon Beis, he argues and he says, even if it's not baked, but since before it's baked, it looks like a Shem Lechem, so the din is like a Lechem, and you make HaMaitzi. The Mechaba brings down these 2 days to Shechonah. The Mechaba in Arachayim Kusam Ches if you gimel. The Mechaba says, this is the Lashon Mechaba. Afila Dava Shebilasai Abba, even things which are Vlila Abba, in Bishla, Aitigna, if you cooked it or you deep fried it, and Mevarach Allah Maitzi. You don't make any Hamaitzi. Afila Shiashala Tirasanam. It looks like bread. If you deep fry it, and it was never baked beforehand, and you're only taking the dough and you're cooking it, then why? The Mechaber says, it's only when you bake it. But here, since it's not baked, even if you eat, you fill yourself up with it, you make only a mezainis and al michin, that's it. That's one, the first day of Mechaber. Mechaber says, v'yesh chokim, some people argue. V'aymen, the chol shetchlas yisa, anything which the beginning is Isa, Kodesh to Isa Ova, I feel a vicha, even though you soften it up, Achkap and Mayim, rice and sufginim, and you make donuts out of it, Ibishlan, you cook it with Mayim, I talk to Mashem, you deep fry it, Mevorach Allah, Maitzi, you make a Maitzi. So the section goes, if I take a donut and I deep fry it, you have to make a Maitzi. Ramos ends off with Nogul Hakom. And Rechabez Maisif, Ereshim Mayim, Yatzi de Shineim, Vayachal Ela Achivach Alechem Achatchila. Yeshemayim, to be Yatzi all day, since it's Shah, if you make a Maitzi or not, the best thing is to eat it with Taichasuda. Okay. Let's bring it down to earth. Think down to earth case. Kreplach. Everyone over here knows what kreplach is. No? I'm sure everyone knows what kreplach is. It's a dough. Inside you put in meat. And some people have it on Rosh Hashanah. Some maybe have it at different times of the year. We never. What? Erev Kippur. Erev Kippur. So, it depends how it's made. If the kreplach is made from flour water, it's turned into machoikis. It's cooked. So mikah din, you make a mezainis like the first shita. Even you can make suda on it, you still make mezainis. Just you raise your mind like the mechad ends off, you shlachma to eat a techa suda. That's krepach that the chazal were talking about, which you mishbuts on that. Today I'm told that krepach normally is not made flour and water. It's made with made peiris. Am I right or wrong? Anyone know? Who makes krepach? Huh?
Flour and water.
Okay. So if you flour and water, then you should eat only b'techa suda. Best thing to be able to all days. But mikah din, you make a mezainis on it. But if you, huh? That's telling the machlokes we mentioned before. Okay. No, you don't bench. Krepach never.
No, it's flour and water.
Yeah, but it's cooked. You're forgetting. It's cooked. Okay. All right. However, let's say if they make krepach, we make peyres, all that, or it's deep fried and so on, which and it's put in with sugar, with other tavlinen, then the chol day says dinner possible be kisten, and even if you make a vei sud on it, the din is you make only mezainis. Donuts. No. Huh? No, it's still cooked. It's still cooked. Still cooked.
So
it's not possible. Yeah. It's okay, I'm sorry. Okay? Minister, okay? All right. Same thing, donuts. Donuts and noodles. Donuts and Chinese noodles. That's only deep fried. It's only deep fried. And you make it from Kemach and Mayim. It's totally in the Machlokes we just mentioned, the Mechab 2 days in Mechaber, the Dina. You make mezainis even if you can bear on it. Just be shemai shi v'machma b'techa suda. But let's say donuts that you put inside the donuts, you put them in peiris and shat tavlinan, and you metag m'shem omek. Also, you only make mezainis even if you can bear suda on it. It's not considered Passover kisnin.
They bake them first.
Yeah. Yes.
If you eat deep fried grommets with heavy breadcrumbs.
Yeah.
Heavy.
Yes.
What
broker
you make?
You make a mezainis, probably a mezainis and a shahakal. Would you buy it if you would take off all the stuff that's on it? What do you call the crud? The crud. You take off the whole crust. Would you still eat it, or you're missing something out? Huh? Oh, you answered the question. You won't buy it. So I asked the question because by you it's a chashivas. So certainly you should make a mezainis. You must make a mezainis. The question is, do you make shahakal also? It's Tony Lachoikas that I mentioned before. I would say you should make shahakal on something else, or make shahakal first, and then make a mezainis on the drummets.
You take a glass of soda together with the drummets.
Okay, good.
So the donuts are baked afterwards?
All right, now let's talk about next thing.
What if the donuts are baked after they're
donuts are baked after, there's two ways to make donuts. One way donuts, you just dip it in deep fry, and you can eat it. Very often donuts, is you put it in deep fry, and then after you bake it. If you bake it, you look at the end of the day, and you make a mezainis on it. And if you kavei suda, you have to make a maitzi.
Okay, the donuts are just fried, like Krispy Kreme are just fried.
Just the ones that are deep fried. That I said that even kavei suda...
What do they do at Dunkin' Donuts?
Huh?
What do they do at Dunkin' Donuts?
Don't ask me, I don't go there.
They bake
it afterwards? They deep fry and they bake afterwards?
Baked.
It's baked. So then to convey suda, you have to make a mitzi on it. Okay? Okay, another shayla comes up very often. Granola bars. What bracha do you make on granola? You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, sure. Okay. Granola bars. Granola bars are made with oats. Shayla, what bracha do you make on it? Do you make mezainis? Do you make adama, or maybe even shahakal? The Gemara in Brachos Daf Lamed Zayin on Aleph, the Gemara says like this. HaKaisis Rachita Mevarach Alav Bar Pi Adama. If you eat raw chitim, it's right achila, the din is you make it by Pi Adama. You don't make a mezainis. And the Mechaber brings down in Siman Resh Ches of Dalet that a person eats dogon and chai if he eats raw dogon, or he roasted them, v'agavin and shleimim, and they're complete, einim avarach ala pray pi adama. V'achav bar nefashis. You make a bar pi adama, and you make after the bar nefashis. And the reason is, because you eat these things, it doesn't have the same pats, it's not mazin, it's only, so therefore that's why I make a bar pi adama. V'achav is maisef, and taisis shitas, taisis lam zayin am lao from brachas, Mivarach la'achrav, bracha men shalash. And after you make a bracha men shalash. So mela, so mechad ends off. Chayin, kasu shenachon shela'achlai, elav techasuda, if shenem bichazimazim. If let's say, you want to eat it, the best thing is eat it with techasuda, and your pater bichazimazim. That's the shita satisis. So now the chatchila, when you eat oats, you make a baipi adama. But since it's a shayla, what bracha achrayim you make? So maybe it's better to eat a b'tei chasuda. Mishavua speaks out, and in Sifkaton Yedzayin, that what's the svar of taisis? Because since it's a mindagan, still it's from the chamishim mindagan, and the shayla maybe bracha achrayim has to remain shalosh. So maybe since it's a safek, so maybe eat a b'tei chasuda. The Mishavua speaks out in Sifkaton Tezvav that if the gerinim are shlemim, if they're whole oats, and you didn't break it up at all, and you want to smaich it through cooking it, it's not ksira mazin, it's like eating pri adama. But let's say it gets stuck together through cooking, then you make a mezainis, and now a mechia. And same thing again, mishmusi sound, then it's sifkan rav, and same thing on Moshe writes in two chuvas, in chayv galav, simen samaches, and arachayim chayv galav, simen hei. Now, metzias of a granola bar. How is it made? What they do, this is the way they do it. They take oats, raw oats, and they cook it until it gets soft. Then after they make it, they roll it into flat flakes. It's still whole, but it's rolled. It's flattened out. However, it's still the oats are still shleimim. Afterwards, they mix it together with sugar, oil, and syrup. And after they bake it. But not mevasho the oats, they only soften the oats. So they don't make it into a tasho. So mela, it's not ksira maisik deira. So that's why the price can speak out, you should make adama and not mezainis. And that's what the Shlomo Zalman says. He brought down Sefer Saint Bracha in page 505. He says clearly that on granola bar, you make only ho adama and not mezainis. I spoke to someone who's very mild and cautious, and he knows exactly how granola bars are made. So he said, Nitzis is after the granola is finished. Now, this is in the company. What they do, after they have one big sheet of granola, and what they do is they cut into small pieces so they should be able to wrap it to sell it separately. So while they're cutting it, so they're cutting into the bar. I have one huge bar, and they're cutting it to make small pieces to package it into the wrapper. So the question is, when they cut it, they're breaking part of the oats. So only said, only if they're shleimim, then the din is you make adama. But if it's broken up, then the din is then it might be a mezainis. So the cautious agencies say that. Since even though some oats are cut up and so on, but usually these broken parts, when you cut them, they swell back into the bar and sticks all together. So in Mela, it's the ikir is the full oats. So therefore, you still make adama because the ikir is the shleimim. There's a nishmas adam that says even further. This is what the OU holds. This is what the Peskim and the OU say, that even though part of it is not shleimim anymore, but still, since most of our shleimim. So in Mela, that's the ik of the bar, of the granola bar. So in Mela, you still make a adama. The Nishmas Adam says in Kol Nun Dalet, he says another reason that if you have a mix together of Otz Da Shleimim and Otz Da An Shleimim, you go by the Rav then. So since the Rav is Shleimim, so Zichri Meka Adama, because you go by the Rav. So come back according to this, that Rav of the granola bar, even though Rav of granola bar is not oats, it's only you have other things. You have granola, you have the oats in there, but you have over there, you have sugar there, you have syrup there, and so on. Even though most of the bar is not from oats, still, and most of the things are there, you make shahako. However, the Paiskim, the OU say that since the ik is the oats, it's called granola bar. It's made from oats, and it says on the bar, it's made from oats. Ik is the oats, so everything is considered tuffle to the oats. And all the other things, is there to enhance the taste of the oats. So maybe you still make adama. Right, there's everything else in there. But since it's all in there to enhance the oats, so therefore you make adama. Let me finish. However, it's not so partial what they say. That's what they say. Because you look in the Sefer, Vizayis HaBracha, in page 103-104, he tainis on this tzak, he doesn't mention OU, he just says, he doesn't understand why you don't make a shako. Because since you go by the Rav, when it's Chamish Meir Dagon, you don't go by the Rav, you go by the Ika. But when you're talking about Rav, other foods and so on, you go by the Ovet Alach, you go by the Rav. However, that's what he has on the bottom, L'chaya Gonoa Bad, you should make shako, but the Maisa, in the top part where he says the halacha part, there he says you make adama.
Why? It's
rive oats. Huh?
Take a look at
it. Rive is adama, not mezainis.
I know, but it's rive oats.
Huh? It's not rive. It's not rive. They say it's not. I don't know, but they say it's not.
Right.
So what? I didn't finish yet. We didn't get to the bottom line. We didn't get to the bottom line yet. So far, we bring down the number of Paiskim say, Rav Shlomo Zalman, and the people know you, Paiskim know you, take and make a bite of Adama. However, like usual, no one agrees to it. The Sefer Zayis HaBracha in the Bi'a Halacha Simuch of Zion, you want to look it up, it's page 288 and 289. He quotes from Vayashu, it says that since the oats, when you mentioned, I mentioned the way you make it first, you want to soften the oats, you cook it to soften it. Since that's called cooking, then you do it and you tachana for achila, and to give it time. So when you eat the bar, it tastes better because it's softer. Then you make a mezainis. You make a mezainis. And the Kashrus agency, Star K, says also, you make a mezainis for the same reason like a Vayashiv. They say you make a mezainis. So it comes out, according to Shlomo Zalman and people like him, you make a adama, then the chaya, you have a problem here. If you hold you make a adama, you have a problem here. Because you have Shitas Taisus, which Rechaba mentions, that is a Shaila on the Bracha Achreina. Therefore, you should eat it Dafka B'teich HaSudah Chatzchila. And same thing Vaisas from Mishnah Berurah, Sifkon Tezrav, and same thing with Shlomo's house clearly. He says, when you eat a granola bar, eat it only during the meal. Don't eat it for a snack, because you run into a problem. The only Eitzah to get around the problem of Shlomo Zal mentioned when Rechaba says, is also if you eat a Kezais, if you don't eat Zayt Teich HaChilas Prats. In other words, if you eat, take how much is the gzayis of a granola bar? Say 1.5 granola bar is the gzayis. So if you have less, you don't eat it within, say, 7.5 minutes or 9 minutes, 7.5 minutes, then the chayah, you should be able to eat a granola bar without eating techasuda. However, if you do like a Vyashiv, and Stark K, they hold that you make a mezainis on the granola bar, you can make a mezainis, then you don't have a problem of taisa shita. Oh, taisa shita is only, you make a dhamma, then you run to shalab bachachreina. But if you hold you make a mezainis, then you have to make al-michi anyway. If you eat a b'tech chilas pras, you have to make al-michi anyway. So you don't have the shalab taisas. So, ma'isa ladina, the consensus of the paiskim is you should make a dhamma, just you have the problem of l'chatchila yishiv techasuda. If a person doesn't want to do l'chatchila, if he wants to just eat a granola bar like that, you have what he's saying. You have to first eat the mechaba, the holes. You make a dhamma and you make a burn of fashas on a granola bar. Yes? What? Huh? Granola on yogurt or yogurt on granola? You crush it and you stick it into. To know, I never heard of it. I don't know. What do? You stick it into a
cereal.
I don't know what it is. I can't answer something. I don't know what it is. Right. You might have to make.
I make two packages.
I can't answer on it. I have to see it. I have to see. I know what it is. I can't answer. So Shaila is, it depends. If your holds mezainis never comes a tuffle. If your holds adama, then you blow what's arrived. So that's what it depends on.
What's the sign of making a
mezainis?
You didn't cook it. You just
so I'm telling you, so Shlomo Biyashiv held that since when you first take the oath is very hard. You can't eat the way it is. You cook it to soften it to make it right lachila. That's still cooked.
Have to split in order to get
no, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. It doesn't cook.
Barley, it says it has to split.
Very barley. We're talking about oats. Okay. I don't know. That's what they say. Why not?
Who eats a granola bar during for a meal? For a meal, you must
have. They eat it on a diet.
Huh? Now, huh? Okay, let's go right there. All right. Now we'll talk about rice and rice products. The Gemara in Bracha says that for mezain amar aleph. The Gemara says clearly that iris, you make a mezainus. What is iris? So it's a machlokes rishonim. Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi says it's millet. The Tosfos says, no, it's rice, what we call rice. The Mechaber in Siman Reish Ches, Siv Zayin, says like this. Hakaisis, so Mishmu speaks out, Sheoichle Shulchai. If someone chews when it's still raw, it's iris, Merochav Bar Pi Adama. They take raw rice and eat it, and make a bar piadama, and after to make bar nefashis. In Bishlai, if you cooked it, and Ramo Edzan Achi Smaich, until it comes mamish chopped up, or Shetachnoi, or you chopped it up the way it is, not the way you cooked it, Stami chopped it up, Rasim Menapas, and Mishbuzbaks, Hudin Tavshu, Mavach, Olav Mezainis, Rach Bar Nefashis. You make it a Mezainis. But you don't make al miches, it's not chamishim in yidagen, so you make a mezainis, but you make a b'nefashis. V'hu sheloyeh m'ruv in davacha. It's only talking, we're not mixing other things. El ayazvai, you only have rice alone. V'im, ir v'men atasho acha, the Mechaber says, let's say I mix this rice with other foods, v'atasho la'acha, who arrived, v'achov b'chas atasho. If you mix it, let's say, with something else that's not mezainis, then you go basa, if it's adama, so with potatoes, you mix it with potatoes, you go basa rice. And whatever, if potatoes make adama, so you make adama on, mix it, potatoes mix together with rice. The Beis Yosef says, since the machlaikis, we don't know exactly what iris means, so machlaikis, you mentioned machlaikis Rashi and Tosfos, so Beis Yosef says, we don't know exactly iris, so mela, we're not sure, so mela on our rice, you should only take chasuda. Since you know what bracha you make, eat it during the meal. And Emzim, you look at Shulchan Acharav in Zbichas Hanenen in Perkal Sifshir Alf, he says, whenever you eat rice, only eat it with Tachasuda. Or you should make, if you want it, don't want to eat Tachasuda, then you should make a Shahakal, because we don't know exactly what others is. So you should make a Shahakal Machmasafik. However, the Mishneh Berurah in Sifkot and Chavdalad, over there in Sim Reish Ches, brings down Alechin Chamudas and Abikah Yosef and in Mati Yehuda, that holds the rice, that oilis is rice. Like we consider today. It's all to the rice. So Mela, you make on rice mezainis. And at the end, at the Bishvu, at the end of the Sifkotin, he cleans out the same thing he found in the Gra, in the Maiserav. I looked up the Maiserav, it's in Simenai Nao. And the Mishvu, Sifkot Mashmi, holds Ladina, the oilis is rice. Ladina, seems from the home Mishvu, he passes Ladina, now like a Sophic from Shulchan Mecharav. He holds that when it says rice and iris in the Gemara and Shulchan Aruch, it means rice. So he holds the dina, our rice you make mezainis. That's how Mishabur Paskins. There are some people that say you make adoma, but Mishabur Paskins you make mezainis. And the Shatzian in Sifkat Lamed Aleph, adds on like this. He says it's like this. Why you should make mezainis? Why? Because the din is, if you make a mezainis by mistake on everything, except let's say I make mezainis mistake on potatoes or anything shahako. If I make anything a mezainis by mistake, the din is yaitza. Chutz minor melech, unless it's water or salt. If you make mezainis yaitza. So mela, so you cover yourself. So therefore, if you, even if you're not supposed to make mezainis adama, whatever it is, you cover yourself in mezainis. And the frat, he brings on interesting bi'alocha. Bi'alocha in Reish Ches, Sif Ches, he says, there the bi'alocha says, quotes many paiskim that say, anything that fills up, you make a mezainis. So we don't paskim like that, but at least in a shita like that, savada, and we know that rice fills up a person. So mela, the din is, you make a mezainis. That's how the Shaitzin ends off. So it holds the dina, you have to make a, you make on rice, you make a mezainis. One second, let me just finish the whole thing. And burn the flushes afterwards. Alright. There's a machlaikis, mechabe, and ramah. Machlaikis chama, if the rice are sholem, let's say I cooked it, but after I cooked it, the rice is still whole. Do you make a mezainis or adama? So mechabe says that even on shleimim, you make a mezainis. It's a mechabe shita, which you quoted. However, ma'agios is a dafke, it's a smaich. You make mezainis. But let's say if it still says shleimim, then if the rice is still whole, then you make adama. And the bi'alocha brings down from other, that most achrayim paslin gragamah. However, the Mishabur speaks out in Sifkon Chavav that even if it's not completely whole, it's a smach tzas, aydei bishol, then there are more holes, you make a mezainis. And he brings down the quotes of Pima Gordon bi'alocha that he says, Esha, I feel in husa klipas. Let's say the rice is whole, just a klipa. The shell on the rice is taken off, then it's not called shleim anymore, and you make a mezainis. However, bi'alocha says, life in vadai. Bi'alocha, dira maschal ad, he says, vadai v'husa klipa, im ramo holds, it's not shleim anymore, it's like the smaich. So today, it's the swarm said that all our rice today, say white rice or brown rice, the metziah says there's no klipa on them. Is that correct? See, there's no more, the klipa is off.
There's no
klipa.
So mela,
the kuliyama, side of mechaba and side of ramor, you make a mezainis. However, the diyeved, if a person made a bar pi adama, the mishbur says, then the sifkon chavav yaitza. So come down according to this, that someone has rice bread, you make a mezainis. Ramosha writes in the tshuva, in Ebenezer, Chelagal, Sim, Kufidalot, and rice, Priskris, as the same halacha. You make a mezainis and a bain of foshes. And Emerson, it's not only Gea, only rice Krispies, but number of cereals. All rice flake cereals, Cocoa Krispies, Fruity Pebbles, Cocoa Pebbles, you make a mezainis and a bain of foshes. And the reason is, why do you make rice, why do you make mezainis? The chayts are not chamish min adagam. You look in the, it has to be only from the five species. The Chayim Mezainis is not from the five species, but the Rishonim speak out that since it's Masbiya and Sayyid Alev, a person fills himself up, a person gets full from it. Because you see, probably a third of the world lives on rice. In China, India, all these third world countries, billions of people, the main staple is rice. So you see that people are made there and they fill themselves up with it. So you see, it's amazing. So they fill themselves well with some mela. That's why you make a mezainis. However, it's not considered lechem gomer to make a mitzi and because mazan a main sholish. So you make a mezainis, but the bracha achrayna is only by a nefashis.
Question.
But let's say, let me just sing. I should have this idea. Then I'll take questions. Okay. However, if let's say the rice is not cooked, or it's not even baked. You eat it raw. The Gemara says in Brachas, Lamed Zayin, Amar Aleph, then for sure that type of rice you make Adama. And it's talking that the rice is a little bit soft. You know what I mean? It's rooty, you eat out there, it's hot. But if it's not really Achila, then push, you don't make a Bracha. So Mela, it comes out according to this, that something's only closed, something's only roasted, it's not cooked, it's roasted, you make only Adama. So it comes out according to this, that puffed wheat, whole grain cereals, Rav Moshe writes in Tshuva in Arachayim Chelik Dalet in Simim Dalet Mem Hei, you make only Adama. And the same thing, the Sefer Sein Bracha in page 527 quotes the Sefer Sein from the Zalman that these type of seals I mentioned, you make only Adama, because the din is like koyas, it's only roasted. Even though it's done like they heat, then the stove, it doesn't chal on it a shame bishop. Even though you put it, you steam it with hot steam, still that's not derech bishop, and maybe it's still adama. So same goes also puffed rice cereal. Also you make adama, because the din is like a koyas, and it's not sima vosho, and maybe you still make a bai pi adama on it. Any questions on this? Right. Yes?
Yeah. Why you want to make a shahada? If you don't know the halacha, you can't make a shahada.
But there's no way to find out the halacha.
That's like, right.
No, the halacha is like this. He brought something up. Eventually, I hope to talk about it. If let's say you don't know bracha, you have a bar here, you don't know what bracha to make. So the safest way out, I'll make shahada, so I cover myself. You know how I'll do that. Ask a shayla. It's only if you know the machlekes a place, you don't know what to do, so you make a shakel. Then you can make a shakel. It's always a machlekes, but you should ask a shayla what the psak is.
But here's the question of metzias, right? It's not a question of halacha.
Right.
We don't know what it is.
Right.
Like.
So that
doesn't give it allow you to make a shakel, because you don't know what
it is. No, that's what I'm saying. So, if no one knows, even the place came to know. All right.
What will we make on sushi?
One second, let's finish off with rice cakes. Right. I want to talk sushi. I'll tell you myself it's sushi. I get many calls of sushi. I say people it's mukzamachas mias. I don't like it. I don't know what the world goes crazy about. And you go to certain cities, they have sushi bar after sushi bar after sushi bar. It's understood. I don't see the godless in it. But anyway, but people are on the sugar bar. So.
What
bar can you make? Okay. So I'll tell you my suffix. Do you make a mezainis or you make a shako? Because it is like this. One second. Or adam. Okay. The way I understand is it's rice. The mechaber says rice. Is not the hemi and dogum, so maybe go but survive. So when you have sushi, if I'm not mistaken, I'm told the most it is rice. Is that true? Most is rice.
No, it's not.
What's most? Most is fish.
Vegetables and fish in it.
Vegetables, fish. You see how much I know about it.
The rice is that, and you have seaweed.
If rice is rice, so that's my suffix. I'm told rice is rice. So rice is rice, then we just quote him a chad saying you go bus arrive. One second. The only suffix why you don't make it, because they claim that the rice is to enhance the fish. That's what they claim. So it means the suffix, what will he make? Pashas will mechaber, you should make him zainas.
Why shouldn't you make two brothers?
It's all, you eat it together. You eat it all together. I don't know any there.
You have fish in there.
He said most is right. Now, one more thing.
Can we go back to the sushi for a second? If someone's not going to eat it because of the inside, he's going to eat it only because it's the whole thing.
Yeah.
So what bracha do we make on it?
I don't know. Any idea?
The rice itself.
Maybe maybe I'll have some paiskim what they held on it. I say, I don't know. Ask somebody else. That's what my answer is. I don't know. Ask somebody else. That's not right. You should ask. If you can eat it, you should ask a shayla. I don't know. There are other people out there that could paskim.
What's the difference in rice cakes?
Right, I want to get to rice cakes. You're not letting me.
Rabbi, they make a sushi with tishkin and you eat it, right?
Huh?
Sushi with tishkin.
They won't call it sushi.
They make chicken sushi. They do make sushi with beef also.
Oh, yeah?
What's the difference
in
the way they make rice krispies?
Any
there?
What?
I didn't understand the difference. Rice krispies and puffed rice. What's the difference? Is it rice krispies?
So one is with the heat and one is cooked. One is with heat and one was cooked.
Rice krispies are cooked.
Yeah, they're cooked. So you made.
So it's a
zonis. Zonis, yeah. Yeah? I don't know. Right, because it's wrong.
Okay, so now can you rely on the Rav Masher on what bracha?
I don't know. Right. Let's talk about rice cakes. What bracha do you make on rice cakes? The way rice cakes are made, it's made together. It's steamed with hot air and pressure, and you put it and you don't cook it at all, but it sticks together. After you, with the heat and so on, it's with the pressure, they make it into a rice cake, but they don't cook it. So shaila is, what bracha do you make? Do you make a adama or you make a mezainis? Reb Shlomo Zalman, quoting the Sefer Saint Bracha, says page 521, look it up. He brings down, you make adama, since you don't cook it. Since it's not cooked, so maybe you make adama. However, Rabbi Yashiv quoted there, they says you make a mezainis. It says a mezainis that since it sticks together with each other, so it's sitting like bishul, and therefore you make a mezainis. And same thing with Moshe said Balpeh. You make on rice cakes, you make a mezainis. And same thing, the Pisach Halacha from Rabbi Forces Sefer also brings down that you make a mezainis. This machlokes of Shem Zalm Yashiv is also brought down in Sefer Zayis Bracha in page 106. So Maisel Adina, since the Moshe holds you make a mezainis, so you have most paiskim, you have Rabbi Yashiv and Moshe that hold you make a mezainis. I tell people on rice cakes to make a mezainis and a bunch of flushes. If someone makes adama, you have what to be semichan.
But if it's puffed rice,
huh?
Then it should be adama.
Corn cakes? It's but it's corn.
Right.
So what is it? Is it like popcorn? How does it work? I don't know what it is. Corn cakes, how is it made? Is it milled? Take a piece of corn? I don't know how it's made, so I can't answer. Let's say it came out maskana. We came out and said on rice you make a bina fashis. Kuli amahol. On rice, it's not chamishim meyadagam. You make a bina fashis. Now, what will be the din if by mistake Mishavu speaks out in Simon in Sifkan Chavches that beches amazen or beches mein shalosh is only said a chamish is many dogam, because it's chashivas. So mela, that's why you, since it's not hay many dogam, that's why you say on rice, you say burn the fashes. What if by mistake someone said on rice, he made a mezainis, and by mistake he said al mechia, shh, please. He said al mechia. Is he yaitzi b'dievet or not? Because the Mishbu says, in Simon Reish Ches, in Sif Kansoma Beis, he says, if by mistake you made Ala Michya for Baina Foshes, or Baina Foshes said Ala Michya, not Yaitza, did you have it? And Baina Foshes said Baina Foshes, and Bechzer made Bechzer and Shalish. But let's say if I said by mistake Bechzer and Shalish for Baina Foshes, you're not Yaitza, you have to say a different Baruch, you have to say a Chayna. So what would be the din in this case by rice? Because rice is something like in between. You start out with Zainas, and now you're supposed to say Baina Foshes at the end. So this Shaila, the Bechir Yosef talks about it. The Bechir Yosef is in Simer Reshchet, Sif Kotten Zayin, and also Shai Tshuva brings it down in Simer Reshchet, Sif Kotten Tes. He says, if you ate cooked rice, and you made by mistake, you made Al Mechia, since Eretz is Sard, so you made it's Gdulim in Eretz, then Bechis Al Mechia patters it. It's Sid Al Mechia, it's Sid Al Mechia Kakola. That's what the Chidor says in Bechir Yosef, in Reshchet, Sif Kotten Zayin. So Mela, even Stam, you're not Yotzef, I made it on potatoes. I made a Bichas and Shalosh, I'm not Yotzef, but on rice you are. So here by rice, since it's soy, so Yotzef, even if you said Al Michya. And I couldn't find anyone disagree with this. Let me just finish one last thing. What about, if what's it then, if someone had cake, a piece of cake and some rice? Mm-hmm. So the din is, the shail is, now I have to make a bracha achreina. So I can make al michya to do for both of them, or no, I have to say on the mezainis, I have to say Al Mechia, the cake after Mazir, and the rice after Sari Barnafashis. What do I do? So the same Bika Yosef brought down the Shaychiv also, but the Yavid, the Yotzideh, if you had a mind, when I said Al Mechia, had a mind for both. But Tzmashma, from the Chidor, the Chatchila, you're not Yotzah. So it's better to make a Barnafashis, first say Barnafashis on the rice, and therefore to say Al Mechia on the Passover Kissing, so maybe one on Tishayla won't cover the other. However, the Kafachayim, in Sifkot Memalov brings down a Ben Ishchai that says even with Chatchila you could do both of them. You have to have Al Michya. In other words, if you have cake and you have rice, if you say Al Michya, you can have in mind since it's amazing, so you could include it together with the cake and Yotz Al Michya. Ledina in the Sefer Bracha, Sefer Zayis Bracha, on page 210, he passes like the Ben Ishchai that Chatchila you're allowed to have in mind if you have cake and rice. I say Al Michya. You don't have to say burn the you don't, and you do not say burn the fascists. Yeah. Any more questions? Yes.
Rice for me solid.
What?
A rice for me solid. Solid. If it's bad fiber, I'm going to ask you a cookbook. If it's puffed rice or puffed rice cake, it's actually called cake, puffed rice cake, it's sold in the store. It's never solid.
Why not?
Never going to be satisfied.
Why not?
It's a different thing.
I guess
But anyway, puffed rice, we said. We said on puff rice it's you make our dominant anyway. Yeah, okay. Right. Yes.
PRC, they write for corn cakes. Chalk only if it's borrow or borrow three on dominant.
So what do you do? All right. Any other questions?
If rice cakes are made by being puffed first, why is it abdominal? Puff rice is abdominal.
We ask you all that since at the end it sticks together, it's like a Maisa Bishop, because since it sticks together. Therefore you make them in Zionists. Any other questions? Yeah.
Is it possible the Zion is very last year, he can just get the Dina of everything that previous year?
All right, when we get...
very confused. Last year, no questions. No, the Zion just goes this.
Mean Maskana, okay.
So we don't have to bother you, and put on hold.
I believe that. Someone else. You're not the first person to ask me.
He asked for samples.
Huh?
He asked for samples.
Okay. Okay, Shir's over. Mitzvah next Sunday, okay? Good to see you. Good to see you.
It's going to be a lot of stuff besides the mezonos.
Yeah, right.
It's not going to be rove. I mean,
sometimes you make a mezonos at the end of the day.